Joined now in the studio by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. And Kristen, you know that when we move to University Place, we're going to have a window that actually opens up onto the world. So everyone's going to be able to see us dancing. Tears for Fears.
It helps me prepare for the short and sweet business beat to dance to the bumper music. So
yes.
I appreciate you providing that opportunity. But it's a good 100% reminder.
100% Nikki Morris's idea to bring in the bumper music, by the way. So we got to thank her, even though she's probably.
Shout out to her because I think it's a great addition.
I love it.
It helps me prepare. But it does mean when we have a window, I need to brush up on my dance skills.
Whatever. I think you're fine. I think your dancing skills are fine. And I say that because you and I were like doing the same move. So if you're not fine, then neither am I. And I don't even want to think about that possibility.
Well, thanks for the dance, Aaron. I appreciate it.
All right. So short and sweet business beat, Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. Again, carolinachamber.org is their website if you want to find out more. We're excited this week because the inductees for this year's Class of the Business Hall of Fame just got announced.
We just announced these six individuals and families that are going to be inducted into the Chapel Hill Carborough Business Hall of Fame. This is something that we started in 2013, and we're really excited about this fourth class of inductees. We'll be celebrating them earlier in the year. Usually our event has been in November, but we'll be having our gala at the Carolina Inn on Thursday, August 4th. So we hope folks will come out and celebrate these pillars of the business community.
Very cool. So let's talk about these inductees, because these are people who have been in the business in Chapel Hill or Carborough for a long time.
Pretty much
all of them have named the businesses after themselves. So
that's an interesting category. Yeah. So I came up with different categories about these inductees rather than they've named the business after themselves.
But I
grouped them in three categories. One, businessmen that are also spiritual leaders. Mm-hmm. We have Brother Peacemaker of Gates of Beauty Body Shop. He is an icon in Carborough. He not only fixes cars, but he ministers from the shop. So he's good for your car and good for your soul.
Awesome.
So
like it.
That
was where you were going. That was perfect.
And so he runs his business by the golden rule, treating his customers as he'd like to be treated. And then
that's awesome.
The other person, someone whose business is a namesake that I feel like fits in this category is Vic Huggins of Huggins Hardware. Because not only did he run Huggins Hardware for 25 years and ran the North Carolina Hardware Association. He also was UNC's head cheerleader and introduced the university's mascot and penned the lyrics for Here Comes Carolina Lina, Here Comes Carolina Lina. We hail from NCU.
I'm just going to let you take the rest of this.
I will spare you. I will spare you the entire fight song. But Vic Huggins is actually known for doing that. So I think he was a spiritual leader on campus and on Franklin Street. And so everyone shopped at Huggins Hardware. Mm-hmm. He owned and operated it for 25 years. So these were two businessmen that I think of as also as spiritual leaders.
That's very cool.
We also have two examples of family-run businesses that have children that return to the business. So Dickie and Bev Dickinson, we're honored to induct these founders of Dickinson's Garden Center. It's a family business. They recently sold their land, but this was Beverly was a trained nurse, but she was actually became an expert in perennials. Kathy almost went into physical therapy, but then became a landscape designer. And Michael, he was a management graduate of App State, but he has really become, he fixes my mother's fish pond. I mean, he's a landscape designer and helps people with outdoor ponds. And so this is really a family-run business that Dickie and Bev Dickinson are really leaving a legacy. And another example is Roger and Dorothy Jennings of Jennings & Company. Actually, Roger bought Village Graphics, which became Jennings & Company, and Dorothy was hired as comptroller, and Paige Zinn actually came back and worked for the agency when she was 27, although she had been at UNC and had worked in New York City, Chicago, Nashville, and Maine, but then returned home to continue.
And that's Paige Jennings-Zinn, right?
Paige Jennings-Zinn that came back. So these are two examples of family-run businesses.
I like it.
And then last but not least, you might like this category.
I probably will. I'm looking at the two that are left. What are you going to do with these two?
You may fit in this category, but you're not a graduate, but a fan. But Duke graduates that had a huge impact on Carolina.
Okay. So, all right. I like this.
Joe Haken has an engineering degree from Duke, but his projects that he helped design and engineer include the Smith Center, Keenan Stadium, Carol and Venable Halls, WUNC TV's facility and towers, and this is and he was the chief engineer at the university for a long time. Mm-hmm. So although he was a Duke engineering grad, he was had a huge impact on the university. He even designed, I found out, the Moorhead Planetarium sundial. So an impressive legacy at Carolina, though having a Duke degree. And then last but not least, Morton Neal and Bill Neal also fit in this category. I learned in the Duke Alumni Magazine that they met in French class, but while Bill went to pursue graduate work at UNC, they decided to supplement their family budget by catering for faculty members. So
interesting.
So though they met at Duke, they went on and started food business by catering to UNC faculty members.
That's how that got
started. And then we have the legacies of La Rez and Crook's Corner and Bill Neal and Morton Neal to thank for that.
That's really cool.
We're really excited about this.
Right.
You point out that the category of they've named their business after themselves.
Although I think a lot of people do that. So that makes perfect sense. But yeah, that's really cool. So we've got six amazing, not just individual inductees, but in some cases families, people who have been multiple people. People in the same families who have been working to improve Chapel Hill's business community for so long.
And these are really the pillars of our business community, mm-hmm. and we hope that you will celebrate them on August 4th at Carolina Inn. We're also going to encourage past inductees to attend because we want to continue to recognize their contributions to this community. So you can find out more at carolinachamber.org/Hall of Fame, and I'm really excited to talk about all these inductees.
Sounds good. All right. Speaking with Kristen Smith, carolinachamber.org is their website. Head there and find out more. We've got another topic to move on to, but before we do, one more about the Business Hall of Fame. Who selects the inductees?
This year we had both a nominating committee and a selection committee. A special thanks to Charles House at University of Flores, who chaired the nominating committee. And so this is a committee. This is the first time that we've had both a nominating and a selection committee, but a lot of members in the community have helped us get together a group of names to talk about who we believe should be inducted.
That's cool. How many nominees were there about? Was it?
I bet.
Was it like several dozen, and they narrowed it down to six, or was it 10?
I don't know. I mean, I think we have many examples
to point to, but
I'm not sure what the starting list came up with. Our inaugural class was actually 12, so
that was the biggest class, which makes sense.
And kicked it off.
Yeah.
And then it's been about six or seven in subsequent years. So, but excited to celebrate this class of the 2016 class of the Chapel Hill Carbo Business Hall of Fame. Hope you can join us Thursday, August 4th at the Carolina Inn.
All right. carolinachamber.org/Hall of Fame, right?
Yes.
For more info. Okay, cool. So speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carbo Chamber of Commerce, before we let you go, we've got to talk about the relocation guide because it's summertime. There are people visiting Chapel Hill, people looking to relocate to Chapel Hill. We're starting to get into the fall with people moving in for school. So
we want to make sure people know about this resource and also businesses know about this opportunity. So, you may be planning to go to the beach or the mountains, but you also might be entertaining family and not sure what to do. We get these questions at the Chamber all the time, but we partner with Chapel Hill Magazine to present an annual visitor and relocation guide this is a print publication you can pick up at 104 South Estes Drive, or you can find it online at the Chapel Hill Magazine's issue account. But it has everything you could need as a visitor or as someone considering relocating to Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. So restaurants, hotels, things to do, and actually, a picture of mine is featured in the back of the guide. So lots of great images throughout. And this is a great opportunity for businesses to get in front of this audience. So just want to let folks know that that there's an early bird discount. There's a 5% discount. But if you're a chamber member, you can get a 10% discount if you book your advertising in the month of July. And that's for the 2017 Chapel Hill Visitors and Relocation Guide.
And we talk about this as sort of the guide for people who are coming to Chapel Hill to visit or maybe to move if you're a new resident or a new if you live here and have lived here for a while, almost certainly there's something in here that you don't know about that you can, there's information in there for you. You're showing the ultimate Chapel Hill checklist.
Yeah. Aaron, I think next or maybe a future short and sweet business meet, you and I should go down this checklist.
I think we should see
if we've checked it all off.
Because I've seen that checklist and I know for a fact that I haven't checked it all off, and I know there are some like bucket list items that I keep trying to make my way through, but
exactly. So this is a resource not just for visitors or people considering relocating to Chapel Hill, but a resource for everyone. So I hope folks will stop by the chamber. We're located at the corner of Franklin and Estes, and pick up a relocation guide today. And if you're a business and you want to get in front of these visitors, these people move into town, you want to be the first image, first name that they see. Pick up a copy, check it out, and reserve your ad space this month in the 2017 Visitor and Relocation Guide.
Absolutely. Some of the items on that checklist are pretty generic, like go to Franklin Street. Like, that's pretty easy to
do.
We can check that one off easily, but some of them are specific locations, like visit the Botanical Garden, walk the trails, visit the barcade.
What did I captured something that was like bike around town, and it's a little bit like my dancing. Like, I have biked around town, but whether or not
you've done it correctly
or quality, but maybe that will still count on the checklist.
Does it count if after the UNC, during the UNC Villanova game, I walked all the way from downtown up to the station? Can I count that as biking if I just didn't have a bike?
No, why did you leave the game? Why were you not cheering?
Because it was crowded. I was going back to a place that was not crowded so that I could watch the game.
No, that doesn't
count
for anything except for being a bad Carolina fan. So, but you know that about me. I do.
That's
why you might be inducted into the Chapel Hill Carver.
I did end up watching that game in, I think, four different places by the time I was done. So I think I might have a record there.
I don't know what contest you're trying to win, but I'm not going to give this to you at all.
Right
there. No, there's nothing. You win nothing. You're just a bad Carolina fan. No,
so many.
Pick a location, stay put, and so and watch the game and cheer on the Tar Heels.
They were closing.
Maybe I should do the rest of the fight song to end this. Anyway, pick up a visitor and relocation guide. I'm going to quiz you on the lyrics. How about that?
Okay.
I'm quizzing you on the lyrics.
Carolina.
Yeah, you need some work. Okay. Vic Huggins penned those lyrics, and Aaron will study them, and we'll report back. But in the interim, come to 104 South Estes Drive and pick up a relocation guide. On page 28 is the ultimate Chapel Hill checklist. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll just have people say what number that they've gotten on here.
Okay.
I'm gonna go back to the office and see how many of these I've done.
All right, cool.
I think I've still got mine at home. So
I'll check
no
that out.
Points for watching Carolina games in multiple locations.
That should be on the list.
No. Absolutely not. But
like 101.
But hope folks realize that we have a resource for you as your entertaining guest this summer. So come by 104 South Estes and pick up a relocation guide today.
And visit CarolinaChamber.org on the web to find out more about the Chamber of Commerce. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.